Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the online edition of Pass the Popcorn, a review of movies currently showing at Allen Theaters Aviator 10 in Alamogordo. I'm your ringmaster, Double J, and you may ask yourself, why the music? Why the circus atmosphere? Well, isn't that normally where you see clowns? Sorry, I'll try to tone down the creepiness. After an abysmal month at the box office, we have a winner, and he's a clown, or something that looks like a clown. Here comes Pennywise the Dancing Clown in the 2017 adaptation of Stephen King's horror classic, It. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the 1986 book or the 1990 miniseries, well, it's the story of Derry, Maine. And Derry is like any other northeastern town, except that every 27 years, people start disappearing, specifically kids. And in 1988, little Georgie Denbro goes missing. Now, what his family doesn't know is that Georgie was killed by a clown named Pennywise that lives in the sewers beneath the city. And as opposed to the 1990 miniseries that was made for television, where the attack and the violence is implied, you will get no such reprieve in a rated R movie. Fast forward to a year later, Georgie's big brother Bill teams up with other social misfits like the asthmatic kid, the comedian, the black kid, the Jewish kid, the fat kid, and the girl that's been labeled Easy. And all seven of them face their fears to take down the monster. But you see, it knows what you're afraid of. And it feeds on your fear. And then it feeds on you. Pardon me while I shudder. Now, if you don't know this about me, scary movies and I aren't exactly the best of friends. Which is weird because I grew up with some pretty iconic horror stuff. Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Halloween, the first Alien movie, An American Werewolf in London, John Carpenter's The Thing, Poltergeist, many, many movies, many, many nights sleeping with the lights on. And recently, my kids have cajoled me into dipping my big toe into scary waters by dragging me to see the Conjuring films. Unlike those, this movie is different. Yeah, sure, there are jump scares. Sure, there's stuff on the screen that will stick with you long after you turn the lights off to go to bed and then turn them back on. And yeah, there have been scarier movies recently. The Nun in the second Conjuring movie comes to mind. But this is a better made movie. The kids who formed the Losers Club are fantastic, each with their own personalities, quirks, and memorable scenes. Composer Benjamin Wallfisch, who is an apprentice of Hans Zimmer and also scored Dunkirk from earlier this summer, has put together a score that is swelling, emotional, and perfect. And then there's the case of Bill Skarsgård. Now, does the last name sound familiar? Well, it should, not because of Bill, but because of his family. Brother Alexander was on True Blood on HBO for a number of years, and his dad, Stellan Skarsgård, is the crazy scientist Erik Selvig from a couple of Thor and Avenger movies. Bill? Well, his biggest movie to date was Atomic Blonde earlier this year. However, don't let his short resume fool you. This guy is good. And while he's not going to make you forget Tim Curry's iconic Pennywise from the TV miniseries, he one-ups Curry by being creepier. Whereas Tim Curry's Pennywise, he was a horrifying Bozo the Clown straight out of vaudeville. Bill Skarsgård's portrayal is a Victorian nightmare that benefits from better special effects, a script that is more vivid with its nightmares, and that R rating. Now, on my scale of grading movies, 3 bags of popcorn, it's a good movie. 4 bags, I'd go see it again in the theaters. 5, I loved it so much, I'm going to buy it when it comes out on disc. And while there's no way I am buying this, I would go see it again in a heartbeat and drag some people kicking and screaming along with me. So I'm going to give it 4.5 bags of popcorn. For showtimes, call 437-9301 or jump onto the web at allentheaters.com. Don't forget, every Monday, we give away free movie passes from Aviator 10 so you and a pal can have your own nightmares about Pennywise, or you can check out any of the other movies that don't feature murderous clowns. Check back next week when Michael Keaton, fresh off being the bad guy in Spider-Man Homecoming, Well, he's going to teach Fresh Face Dylan O'Brien how to kill people for the government in American Assassin. For Burt Broadcasting at Allen Theaters Aviator 10, I'm Double J for Pass the Popcorn, and I'll see you at the movies.